This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Doug in Nevada's got a plumbing problem. What happened?
I'm planning on building a second home in the mountains next spring, and I'm trying to determine what plumbing system to install. And I'm considering installing the traditional copper pipe plumbing, but I also am looking at the PEX flexible tubing. And I'm just wondering if you've had any experience with the PEX flexible tubing as a plumbing system type in a cabin.
Well, when was that article in Fine Home Building, Tom, about that whole plumbing system?
I think it was the September or the October issue of Fine Home Building magazine had a good story about PEX, and they were very high on it. I have personally never installed PEX. And, you know, my tendency is to kind of wait and see how it shakes out because there's been bad experiences with plastic pipe in the past. If you go copper, you know, you can never go wrong. But the folks at Fine Home Building, who I greatly respect, did a lot of research on it and were very, very positive about the opportunities with it. It was easier to work with. It was less expensive. There were fewer connections. You could run it to more places. You know, you didn't have to worry about soldering and things of this nature. So far, it seems to be getting a pretty good reputation. So I think they're both good choices. It probably is going to come down to cost.
Okay. And it would seem to me that PEX is a little bit easier for the do-it-yourselfer as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
It definitely is easier than for the do-it-yourselfer. Because if you try to copper pipe yourself and you're not real familiar with it, you can get yourself in trouble really quickly. Doug, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.